This was probably quite an adventure for you during the game last week.
It got a little interesting. It got a little interesting, but that's part of our job. You know, we had that plan going in that if someone went down, you know, one guy, but not two. So we had some adjustments we had to make on the sideline. And fortunately, you know, we've got a great staff here, and we all put our work in and did a nice job. And the players deserve a lot of credit too for we were mixing, moving a bunch of guys around, and they, you know, stuck to the plan. And that's why you got to know the entire system. So that if you have to make an adjustment like that, we can just, you know, put another guy in.
What'd you see out of Willis?
Matt did a great job. He stepped up, and that's what this business is all about. When you get your opportunities, you got to step up and make some plays, and that's what he's done.
How about McGahee?
He did a nice job too. We, you know, we had talked about running the ball this past weekend, and we wanted to get a certain number of attempts in there, and that's what we did.
How fortuitous is it that when you need tight end depth, Dante's out there on the market again?
Well, things happen for reasons. You know, he did a nice job in camp here, and we had a bunch of tight ends throughout camp, so his opportunities were limited throughout training camp. But, you know, having worked with him before in Carolina, both myself and John and Dave and everybody, we know what type of player he is, so it was easy. You know, once he was out there and with our current situation, it was easy to go grab him.
Were they limited because you kind of knew what you had in him but didn't quite know what you had in Julius and Virgil and wanted to find out?
No, I think that we had more tight ends than most people have in training camp, you know, which was good for us. And we, you know, because we had two young guys that we drafted obviously last year, so we had some veterans around also, and we were kind of rolling everyone through. And at certain days, you gave the young guys more work and rolled those guys in. We knew what Dante had, and Gronkowski and those guys, we knew more about them than we did the younger guys, so we gave the young guys a bunch of work through camp.
Decker's still a young player, proving mm-hmm. himself on Sunday.
Yeah,
early in that game he had a couple of rough patches, but what does that say about him that later in that game he made?
Well, you know, we're all going to make a mistake at some point in time, whether it's a bad call by myself that you wish you came back Monday morning and wanted to call something differently. Not everything's going to be work out perfect in a game. And to his credit and our entire team's credit, we just kept plugging along. And, you know, you're going to have that mistake every time, you know, not all the time, but from time to time, and you just got to fight through it and make the most of your opportunity. So he's going to make a lot more positive plays for us than they're going to be negative.
How concerned are you about the holding penalties on offense? I think you guys are at six that have actually been accepted.
It's something we got to eliminate. And, you know, all the turnovers and penalties is something that we've killed ourselves with the past 2 weeks. And that's something as a football team you have to eliminate, because you just put yourself in a bad situation, or we're going to put our defense and football team in a bad situation if we turn the ball over.
Where do those come? I mean, how do you work on eliminating? Is it mental? Are they physical things?
Oh, no, I think sometimes you get beat and sometimes you grab onto a guy. You know, you don't want to get the quarterback killed. I'd rather have a holding penalty than a sack fumble, to be perfectly honest with you. Or sometimes you just get bowled out, you get run over, and you're holding on for dear life, and you're dying a slow death out there trying to hold on, and they get you. And then sometimes there's holding on every football play, whether it's offensive holding, defensive holding. That happens every play, but just a few of them are called.
How much do you learn as a staff after you kind of go through what you went through on Sunday and come out with a win? Like, what do you guys kind of learn about how you're working together?
Well, the great thing about it is the players deserve a lot of credit. You know, we were adjusting, you know, in between series early on. First, Julius went down, so we had to get out of some things that we were going to do with him. And then when Eddie went down, then we had to shuffle the whole deck on everything. We made a bunch of adjustments at halftime. And to their credit, like we mentioned earlier, there weren't a lot of mistakes. We didn't have any pre-snap penalty errors with guys lining up the wrong way. And that's the key, is we've stressed from day one here, is learning the system. Don't just know one spot, but if you understand the system, you have position flexibility. It's easy to do those things. But if you're a guy that comes in here and just knows one spot, and now you have to make that adjustment, that's when you have problems.
Can you remember coaching through a set of circumstances like that?
Not this drastic, no. We actually, in Carolina once, we had in San Diego, I believe it was an 08, we had two linemen go down in the first quarter of a game. But other than that, not with the skilled positions, no.
Was there a moment early in camp that you noticed that Decker was kind of a changed person from last year? Not that he was terrible or anything last year, but, you know, having not been able to really work out going into his rookie year to having worked out all offseason.
When we started training camp and we all got together for the first time here, some players had mentioned what a great offseason he's had. You know, a bunch of guys were in Minnesota and wherever else they were all working. I don't know where everyone was, moving around. And he was with Larry Fitzgerald a little bit, I think, too. And some people who I had talked to had said what a great, you know, offseason and how hard he's been working, this and that. But it doesn't surprise me one bit. You know, last year he was in a certain situation where he was learning everything, kind of, you know, working his way in. When he had opportunities, he made plays last year, had a good preseason for us, and he's taking off with it now. He's going to get better every week, hopefully.
So you said you saw, everybody told you about it. Did you see it immediately once you were out on the field?
Yeah, you could see that. You could see he was a lot more comfortable with what we were doing, making the adjustments on certain routes, using certain technique, attacking defenders, leveraged certain ways, and it was just something he had been doing for a year. And, very similar to the way we talked about Zane and JD a couple weeks ago is that, the more you play and the more comfortable you are in a system, the better you're going to be.
Mike, the fall start numbers are pretty high there, traditionally, year after year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you address, or do you just...
Noise makes us calm. That's the way we're trying to stress it right now. Like Coach Fox says, we come out here and he's got this, whatever noise you want to call it, blasting during practice, and that's going to be louder than any stadium you're going to be in, and you don't see us jump very often in practice. What happens is now all of a sudden there's a little bit of pressure on you during a game. There's someone breathing down your throat on the line of scrimmage, so we just got to tune into it and, use a silent cadence, and whatever adjustments Kyle's going to make, we're going to make as an offense, the way we're going to do that, we just got to stay focused and, watch the football and be disciplined so you stay in, you stay in manageable situations and you don't put yourself in first and 15s and, second and longs. It makes it hard.
Last year things were pretty chippy against this team,
and
some stuff went on. So what's your message to your offensive unit this year?
Well, this is the style of football they play, and they've always played that way for a number of years. I know they have a new staff there this year, but Coach Fisher, that's the mentality of their defense. That's the way they've always been. They've always been very physical. It didn't matter if when we were in Carolina, or here last couple of years playing these guys, they're a physical organization. It's not just their defense, it's the way they want to run the football offensively in the past and everything. And it's just one of those games, when you go in there, it's going to be a dogfight.
Some of the players said it was dirty.
There's things people are going to say, this and that, and certain players have different styles of play. And that's all part of the game, if you ask me.
Mike Decker was saying that he was a little bit top-heavy last year, working out without, because of his foot injury.
Uh-huh.
Do you see more fluidity now that he's kind of reshaped his body a little bit?
I would say so, but I think also he's more comfortable with what we're doing also now.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier for him to make certain adjustments. He knows his system. He's not thinking as much.